the makers of High Test Oxidol, present The Goldbergs. Here's about the most important soap news in years for all women who've known the discomforts of sneezy soap dust, who get hay feverish and red-eyed on wash days. You can now have all the advantages of marvelously sneeze-free soap without sacrificing wash day results by using High Test Oxidol. It's amazingly sneeze-proof, amazingly free of sneezy soap dust. No other soap of its type can beat it. And more important, today's Oxidol is made to prevent sneezy soap dust without coarsening the soap, without slowing up speed of sudsing, and with no lessening of that famous whitewashing power and safety which has made it the choice of millions of women. Remember that when you buy laundry soap today. Today's Oxidol is remarkably sneeze-proof without the slightest loss in washing performance. And remember, too, Oxidol is the soap a number of leading washing machine manufacturers like Apex are now officially recommending. What do those experts say? Experts like Apex were among the most prominent manufacturers of washers in the entire United States. They say, for sparkling snow-white clothes and safety to washable colors, with speed and economy, use the new, improved Oxidol. We officially recommend it. And one reason those big companies like Apex are recommending today's amazingly sneeze-free Oxidol so heartily is they've had proof, conclusive proof from laboratory reports and scientific tests that Oxidol washes clothes as much as 9 to 11 tintometer shades whiter than many other popular soaps, yet is safe for washable colors, fabric, and hands. Then Oxidol works with maximum speed in washers and with real economy. Such economy that it can actually cut laundry soap bills as much as 1/4 compared to less economical soaps. And now, washer owners, if you like evidence of some of those amazing Oxidol features, just listen to this. Your nearest Apex washer dealer is making it possible for you to see Oxidol in full action in the famous 1941 Apex Speedliner washer this week without cost or obligation. So hurry down there. Visit your nearest Apex dealer right away. See for yourself what relief today's Oxidol offers from sneezy soap dust. How quickly, economically, and safely it gets your clothes white as snow. And now, the Goldbergs. The Goldberg family is staying in South Carolina with the family of Sylvia Allison, the girl whom Sammy Goldberg is supposed to marry. Yes, I said supposed because Sammy isn't there. Unknown to the Goldbergs, Sammy quarreled with Sylvia when he discovered her malicious and cruel behavior toward himself and his sister and her sister's husband. And the morning Sammy left, the Goldbergs arrived, intending to surprise Sammy. So Sylvia and her unwilling father concocted a story about Sammy being away on business for Mr. Allison, while Sylvia hopes against hope that Sammy will return when he thinks things over. Sylvia doesn't know where Sammy is, but a telegram arrived from Molly in Lastonbury, and Sylvia had it forwarded to herself. To Molly, she said it was one she'd sent herself asking Molly to come. But actually, the telegram is quite different. Meanwhile, Molly and Rosie bask in their ignorance, feeling happy and calm and confident. Listen.
Yes?
Where did Sylvia go?
She went down to the store to see if Martha's letter with the telegram in it came.
Oh. But why didn't you go also, too? Mm-hmm.
Sylvia didn't ask me, so I didn't go. And besides, I didn't want to leave you alone.
No? You're a darling. So help me with my rule, yeah, dear?
Don't you want to come out and sit on the porch, Mom?
Too warm on the porch for me, darling. The sun is shining too strongly for me, dear. I have a slightly headache anyway, nevertheless. Here they call it a balcony, darling, not a porch. Too strong for me, darling. It's cooler indoors. Just open the big door, darling. Open that glass door and it'll be breezy. It'll make a breeze.
All right.
Okay, darling. And maybe Sam will be home yet today.
I hope so.
Me too. Hold your hand.
All right.
So I'll rise and you hold.
All right.
How beautiful that tree looks.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. I don't know which I like better. A magnolia tree to look at or my poor little apple trees in Lexington, Connecticut. Why, they must also be in blossom as red as the apple trees. Trees are nearly like people, Rosalie. They have character, trees. They have character. They're plain trees, like apple trees. I feel like an apple tree, Rosalie.
Why, my?
Why, because I'm short like an apple tree, and I'm broad like an apple tree, with twisted branches like my fingers, look.
They're beautiful.
Beautiful. How beautiful, the fingers. And Sylvia, Sylvia's like, how shall I say, she's like a magnolia tree, like that magnolia tree with the beautiful color.
And what am I?
You? You're like a little peach tree.
Without the peaches?
Mm-hmm.
With the blossoms. Sweet.
Oh, hold it, Mommy.
All right.
Oh, it's a good thing Papa's not present. But what did you say already?
Marlene, stop with Shakespeare.
Stop with your Shakespeare. Stop with your philosophy.
Why, I love Papa.
He's cute.
He's good.
Papa's so happy here, Mom.
I don't know when I ever saw Papa so happy.
Me, not me. Call up the store, Rosalie. See what Papa's doing. I wouldn't be surprised if he was waiting on customers and helping out already in the store.
You can walk down, Mom.
Too sunny for me, Mom. It's too sunny. Call. I want to know anyway if Martha's letter came. Maybe she enclosed a few words to me also together with the telegram. I'm anxious to know about everything already. I'm anxious to know how sporty he is.
Getting homesick?
Homesick? Why should I be homesick? Everything that's mine is here, Mommy. Call, Mommy.
All right.
Call, Mommy. Maybe the telegram just came.
Hello. Allison's department store, please.
Yes.
Mr. Allison's a very nervous man, isn't he,
Mom?
Mr. Allison's very nervous.
Slightly nervous. Maybe I'm a
pound of
the wedding being so close.
Uh-huh. Hello. Is Mr. Goldberg there, please? Yes. I'd like to speak to him.
Up there?
Uh-huh. Give me
that. I'll talk.
Hello? Hello, Pa. Mama wants to talk to you.
All right, dear.
Here, Mom.
Give me that.
Pick
up my
window.
All right,
I'm
Linda. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Drake, dear?
Yeah?
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm fine. Drake, dear, did Martha's letter came with a telegram?
Something came for Sylvia from Martha.
Uh-huh.
A telegram Sylvia and Sammy sent.
Oh, did you see it?
Why did I have to see it?
I didn't say it. Who has it?
Sylvia tore it up.
Was there a few lines from Martha?
It was the telegram Sylvia asked her to send back.
Huh.
And she did so, and it was non-consequential.
Oh.
You know what was in the telegram?
Yes, darling, but I thought...
What is there to think?
All right, dear. All right.
What are you doing?
I'm knitting.
Why don't you walk down here to the store?
I'll see. Goodbye, dear.
Goodbye, dear.
Bye. Did the telegram come from Martha Moore?
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter?
Why did Sylvia have to tear it? If Martha sent it to me,
well, you knew what was in it, Ma.
What? I like to keep things, especially such telegrams. I like to put them away and keep them. I'll take it. Maybe it's Papa again. I'll take it, dear.
Hello, Alice's residence.
Hello?
Hello?
I'd like to speak to Sylvia, please.
Well, Sylvia's not in at the moment. Who is this?
This is Ed, her brother-in-law.
This is Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, how do you do?
How do you do?
Will you please tell Sylvia I called?
I will.
Goodbye.
Bye. What's the matter, Ma?
Yeah.
What?
So
well, what is it, Ma?
Get me the phone back.
Give me back the telephone.
What is it, Ma? Well, yes, after you could give him back to me.
Who?
The party I just spoke to.
Well, why?
I think I know why. But I'm not really sure.
Ma,
call.
Well, how can I call if I don't know who to call, Ma?
Ed is the name.
Well, how can I call Ed and why?
Ask for the party that just spoke to you.
Well, they don't take a record of every call.
Then let me. This is not New York, Rosalie. In a small town, everything is known. Give me.
Ma, please tell me.
Please, Rosalie.
Hello? Operator, if it is possible, if you would, please, give me the party,
Ma.
Do you know Mr. Allison's son-in-law?
give him to me tomorrow. But he just called on this line and we were disconnected. Oh, why are you so excited?
Rosalie, please, darling, let Mama consecrate.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes?
This is Mrs. Goldberg again.
Yes, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, I brought a few little presents for the children, and I'd like to bring them over. Are you going to be in presently?
Well, no, we're not, but I've called you in.
Very well. I would like to meet you. I met your wife.
We'll be meeting you soon, I'm sure.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, but...
Goodbye.
Hello? Hello? Did he hang up? Rosalie, I heard that voice. I heard that voice someplace, somewhere. Rosalie, look to me, Mommy. Rosalie, you remember when somebody called me from South Carolina and said, Mrs. Goldberg, don't let family come down here?
Yes.
It was the same, Rosie.
The same what, Mama darling?
Same voice.
Are you sure?
I'm sure, Rosalie, I'm sure. I'm sure I heard that voice. I know it.
Who was it? What was his name?
Ed. Ed said it was Susie's brother-in-law, Ed.
Ed, the brother-in-law? Well, why should he tell me not to let Sammy come down here?
I don't know. I don't know, Rosalie. But I'll find out. That you can be sure. This time I'll find out why.
Friends, today's broadcast brings the Goldbergs to a close. Procter & Gamble, makers of new high-test Oxydol, want to thank you for your loyalty to the program and to their product. I'm sure many of you will want to know how our present story ends, and I'll tell it to you as briefly as possible. Soon after Molly and the rest of the Goldbergs arrived in South Carolina, Molly, as you know, immediately sensed the unhappiness in the Allison family. And soon she learns that Sylvia is the cause of their unhappiness. Gradually, Molly makes Mr. Allison realize that he's been too indulgent a father. She makes Sylvia realize the faults of her greedy, material ways. Yes, and it's through Molly that Leah and Ed are happily reunited. Finally, the Goldbergs leave South Carolina, and the Allisons, who are now a wiser, though sadder family. The Goldbergs return to Lastonbury to find Sammy a chastened young man. He knows that Molly has been right about Sylvia and the Allisons. And though he feels bad about what's happened, he knows that his feeling for Sylvia was infatuation and not love. And so once again, the Goldbergs are reunited, and very happily so. For Procter & Gamble, we want to thank you again for your interest in the program and your loyalty to Oxydol.